we in law enforcement in general have to be held accountable for our missteps and for our mistakes. But there's so many good things that take place on a day-to-day basis. So many interactions between police officers and community members that go unnoticed and unrecognized and don't get the media play that they probably should. And that's not to say that there isn't a deficiency in our police-community relationships, because we always have work to do. We always can improve relationships. We can always do better and do more. But I really think that we sometimes don't get the credit that we deserve.
Police officers are out there, as Captain Worth was saying, oftentimes there's not a balance. And we forget about, oh, there was a book bag giveaway. Oh, there was, you know, this officer assisting this individual. It just doesn't get played out in the media.
So can you speak to some of the ways you personally or the department as a whole have been trying to continue to build trust with the community and build those relationships?
Sure. There's been a number of community hubs that have taken place and a number more that are scheduled, particularly to involve our youth, so that they have a voice. They can answer and give opinions as to the findings and recommendations from this report. It really gives them an opportunity to anecdotally say that there should be reform or that there should be improvements, and it makes them feel like they're a part of the continued improvement and working relationships towards the policing communities.
Do you think there might be some parts of the job of an officer that the public might have misconceptions about?
Police work is 99% sheer boredom and 1% sheer excitement. Now, that's probably a slight exaggeration. You know, I think what's portrayed about law enforcement is that our role is strictly as enforcers, where we arrest people, we arrest bad guys. And yes, that certainly is a part of our role, but it's not the only thing that we do.
Another misconception is that we are the same. We all think the same. We're not monolithic, just like the community. Everybody is different. And I think some people characterize us to think or be the same way just because we wear the uniform. All of us have different backgrounds, different upbringings, different values and things that we bring to the job. And that helps us police in a variety of ways.
What keeps you going every day? Like, even with, you know, the tension that might exist in the community, even with the good you all enjoy about your jobs.
I have an obligation to the job, and I uphold that oath, and I take that oath very seriously. So regardless of, you know, back when I first took that oath, you know, of course there's been some hurdles and some obstacles that I've had to go through, but I look at the community, this is the job that I decided to take. So if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right.
One of the things that rejuvenates me every single day is the look that you see on people's faces, the impact that you have on people when they see you and you've helped them in some way. They tell you that you've made a difference, or they give you a hug, or I see a little kid, they go, "Hi, police," or they want to shake your hand, or they ask you, "Do you have any stickers?" Just that day-to-day connection that you have with people is something that really keeps me doing my job.